Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Beis, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, tonight we discuss why the Torah specifically prohibited kindling a fire on Shabbos, since all malachos were already prohibited. Rabbi Yossi says, Havar l'lav yatsa. Kindling was specified to be reduced to a mere negative commandment, in contrast to all other malachos which incur skila. Rabbi Nassin says, Havar l'chalk yatsa. Kindling was specified to divide the malachos into separate prohibitions, so that if one mistakenly does multiple malachos on Shabbos without realizing the interim, he must bring a carbon chattas for each malacha. Rav Yosef says that Rav Yossi holds Havar l'lav yatsa because he already has a source dividing malachos. Rav Yossi interprets Ba'asa ma'achas mehena, and he will do from one of them, as teaching two scenarios. Number one, achas shehihena. There is one transgression which is considered them, meaning many, which is zatun Shabbos ushkagos malachos, awareness of Shabbos but unaware of specific forbidden labors. Since his multiple violations resulted from separate unawareness of particular malachos, he brings multiple karbanas. And number two, hena shehi achas, them, meaning many violations, which is considered only one, which is shkagos Shabbos uzadim malachos, one who is unaware that it is Shabbos, but aware of the specific forbidden labors. Since a single mistake caused all his transgressions, he brings only one carbon. Point number two, Rabbi Zakkai was quoted as teaching a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan. The first clause says, Chomer b'Shabbos m'shar mitzvahs. There is a stringency of Shabbos above the other mitzvahs, meaning one is liable for multiple karbanas for multiple malachas done b'shogeg, as opposed to other mitzvahs. The Gemara asks that the case where one is liable to multiple karbanas on Shabbos is for different malachos, meaning harvesting and grinding. If one did two different averos, meaning he consumed chalav and blood, he is liable for separate karbanas. The case where one would bring a single chattas, for example, he ate chalav twice, would also incur one chattas in the parallel case of Shabbos, meaning if he harvested twice. The Gemara says the brisa can be contrasting two malachas, such as harvesting and grinding, with two services of avodah zarah, because Rabbi Ami said, Zivach v'kiter v'nitzach behalom echad. If one shechted, burned, and poured a libation for an idol in one period of unawareness, eino chayav elo achas, he's only liable for one carbon base on a drasha on the next daf. And point number three, the Gemara notes that the seifa of the brisa just mentioned cannot be discussing avodah zarah. It states, Chomer b'shar mitzvahs. There is a stringency of other mitzvahs over Shabbos, because for other mitzvahs, shagag b'lo miskavin chayev. If one sinned inadvertently, without any intent, he's liable for a carbon, as opposed to Shabbos. Regarding avodah zarah, there is no case where one can inadvertently worship an idol, for as long as he does not accept it as a deity, it's not idolatry. The Gemara concludes it can apply to other mitzvahs. For example, someone swallowed what he thought was saliva, having no intention to eat anything, and it turned out to be chalav. This is still liable because mesasik b'chalavim u'ba'arayos, one who's occupied with one activity and inadvertently sins with chalav consumption or illicit relations, chayev sheken nena, he is liable since he derived pleasure. One is exempt in the parallel case of Shabbos, where he intended to lift something detached and inadvertently cut something attached because malachas machshevas asur Torah. The Torah only forbade intended labor. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Tanaim discussed why the Torah specifically prohibited kindling a fire on Shabbos since all malachos were already prohibited. Rabbi Yossi says, Havar l'lav yatsa. Kindling was specified to be reduced to a mere negative commandment, in contrast to all other malachos which incur skila. Rabbi Nassin says, Havar l'chalk yatsa. Kindling was specified to divide the malachos into separate prohibitions, so that if one mistakenly does multiple malachos on Shabbos without realizing the interim, he must bring a carbon chattas for each malacha. Rav Yosef says that Rav Yossi holds Havar l'lav yatsa because he already has a source dividing malachos. Rav Yossi interprets Ba'asa ma'achas mehena, and he will do from one of them, as teaching two scenarios. Number one, achas shehihena. There is one transgression which is considered them, meaning many, which is zatun Shabbos ushkagos malachos, awareness of Shabbos but unaware of specific forbidden labors. Since his multiple violations resulted from separate unawareness of particular malachos, he brings multiple karbanas. And number two, hena shehi achas. Them, meaning many violations, which is considered only one, which is shkagos Shabbos uzadim malachos, one who is unaware that it is Shabbos, but aware of the specific forbidden labors. Since a single mistake caused all his transgressions, he brings only one carbon. Pointing to Rabbi Zanka was quoted as teaching a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan. The first clause says, Chomer b'Shabbos m'shar mitzvahs. There is a stringency of Shabbos above the other mitzvahs, meaning one is liable for multiple karbanos for multiple malachas done b'shogeg, as opposed to other mitzvahs. The Gemara asks that the case where one is liable to multiple karbanos on Shabbos is for different malachos, meaning harvesting and grinding. If one did two different averos, meaning he consumed chalav and blood, he is liable for separate karbanos. The case where one would bring a single chatas, for example, he ate chalav twice, would also incur one chatas in the parallel case of Shabbos, meaning if he harvested twice. The Gemara says the brisa can be contrasting two malachas, such as harvesting and grinding, with two services of avodah zarah, because Rabbi Ami said, Zivach v'kiter v'nisach behalom echad. If one shechted, burned, and poured a libation for an idol in one period of unawareness, eino chayav el achas, he's only liable for one carbon base on a drasha on the next daf. And point number three, the Gemara notes that the seifa of the brisa just mentioned cannot be discussing avodah zarah. It states, Chomer b'shar mitzvahs, there is a stringency of other mitzvahs over Shabbos, because for other mitzvahs, shagag b'lo miskaven chayev, if one sinned inadvertently, without any intent, he's liable for a karban, as opposed to Shabbos. Regarding avodah zarah, there is no case where one can inadvertently worship an idol, for as long as he does not accept it as a deity, it's not idolatry. The Gemara concludes it can apply to other mitzvahs. For example, someone swallowed what he thought was saliva, having no intention to eat anything, and it turned out to be chalav. This is still liable because masasik b'chalavim u'ba'arayos, one who's occupied with one activity and inadvertently sins with chalav consumption or illicit relations, chayev sheken nena, he is liable since he derived pleasure. One is exempt in the parallel case of Shabbos, where he intended to lift something detached and inadvertently cut something attached because malachas machshevas asur Torah. The Torah only forbade intended labor. All right, so now we got our siman daf samach beis, and our standard siman is a submarine. So here goes. When the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chatas offerings from multiple malachos, dam b'shogeg, almost collided into the avodah zarah submarine, carrying a passenger with one chatas, despite doing different avodahs b'shogeg, a submarine enthusiast watching on the shore swallowed hard in fear, not realizing he was swallowing chalav and would be chayv, since he got pleasure. Once again, in slow motion. When the Havara submarine, that must be on daf Samach Beis. When the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chatas offerings for multiple malachos, dam b'shogeg, which reminds us, Tanaim discussed why the Torah specifically prohibited kindling a fire on Shabbos, since all malachos were already prohibited. Rav Yossi says, Havara l'lav yatza, kindling was specified to be reduced to a mere negative commandment, in contrast to all the malachos which incur skila. Rav Nassin says, Havara l'chalik yatza, kindling was specified to divide the malachos into separate prohibitions, so that if one mistakenly does multiple malachos on Shabbos without realizing the interim, he must bring a karban chatas for each malacha. Rav Yosef says that Rav Yossi holds Havar l'lav yatza because he already has a source dividing malachos. Rav Yossi interprets v'asa ma'achas mehina, and he will do from one of them as teaching two different scenarios. So, when the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chatas offerings for multiple malachos, dam b'shogeg, almost collided into the avodah zarah submarine, carrying a passenger with one chatas, despite doing different avodos b'shogeg, which reminds us, Rabbi Zakeh was quoted as teaching a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan. The first clause states, Chomer b'Shabbos m'shar mitzvos. There is a stringency of Shabbos above the other mitzvos, meaning one is liable for multiple karbanos for multiple malachos dam b'shogeg, as opposed to other mitzvos. The Gemara says the brisa can be contrasting two malachos, such as harvesting and grinding, with two services of avodah zarah, because Rabbi Ami said, Zivach v'kitra v'nisach behelam echot. If one shechted, burned, and poured a libation for an idol, in one period of unawareness, eino chayav el achas, he's only liable for one carbon based on a drasha on the next daf. So when the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chatas offerings from multiple malachos, dam b'shogeg, almost collided into the avodah zarah submarine, carrying a passenger with one chatas, despite doing different avodahs b'shogeg, a submarine enthusiast watching on the shore swallowed hard in fear, not realizing he was swallowing chalav and would be chayev, since he got pleasure, which reminds us, one is chayev from his aseg for chalavim va'arayos, such as in the case where one thought he was swallowing saliva and he was swallowing chalav. He's chayev because he derives pleasure. One is pater in the parallel case of Shabbos, where he intended to lift something detached and inadvertently cut something attached because malachas machshevas asur Torah. The Torah only forbade intended labor. So once again, when the Havar submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chattas offerings for multiple malachos done b'shogeg, almost collided into the Avodah Zorah submarine carrying a passenger with one chattas despite doing different Avodahs b'shogeg, a submarine enthusiast watching on the shore swallowed hard in fear, not realizing he was swallowing chalev and would be chayev since he got pleasure. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. The Ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos to go and visit a zoo, saw Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be more on Daf Nun Ches. The Ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos, which reminds us, in a Braisa Tanaim debate, which arayos were forbidden to a Ben Noach, based on the pasuk, Al Ken Yazov Ish as Avi Ves Imo, therefore man shall leave his father and mother. So the Ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos, to go and visit a zoo, saw Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, escort a rasha out of the park for raising his hand against another guest. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish says, a magbi yado al chaver, one who raises his hand over his fellow, afo pisho ikau, even if he did not actually hit him, nikra rasha, is called wicked, because although Moshe said, lama sakera echa, why will you strike your fellow, not why did you strike, the pasuk still calls him a rasha. So the Ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos, to go and visit a zoo, saw Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, escort a rasha out of the park for raising his hand against another guest, and decide to go to the non-Jewish zoo next door, where the employees work 7 days a week to avoid Misa, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Ovid Kochavim Sheshavas Chai Misa, an idolater who rested from work for an entire day, is liable to death because the pasuk says, "V'yom v'laylo yishbosu, day and night they shall not cease," which he darshans to refer to work of a ben Noach. And hazar shalahen zohi misasan, a warning for bnei Noach is enough to incur their death for violations. Daf nun tes. So the simmer daf nun tes is a knight, as in a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight in shining armor, knight. That must be more daf nun tes. The knight in shining armor who is about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlok as whether a nachri who's osuk with Torah is chayv miso or is like the Kohen Gadol. So the knight in shining armor who is about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, when he defended himself that he was just studying one of the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach that were given before and at Har Sinai, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina said, Kol mitzvah shenemer l'vnei Noach, v'nishneis b'sinai, any mitzvah which was told to b'nei Noach and repeated at Sinai, l'zeh l'zeh nemer, was told to both groups to observe. So the knight in shining armor who was about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, when he defended himself that he was just studying one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach that were given both before and at Har Sinai, drew a sword when a snake with legs and arms approached, carrying a tray of salad, for a very large man, which reminds us, Rav said, Adam Rishon lo hutar lo basu l'achila. Meat was not permitted to Adam Rishon to eat, because Adam was told that all vegetation was for you for food and for every beast of the earth, implying the animals themselves were not his food. The more I said, Adam was given dominion over fish and birds, presumably for eating, but answers that they were given to him for work. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh said, Chava al shamash gadol sha'av min ha'olam. Woe that a great servant was lost from the world. Had the Nachash not been cursed, every Israel would have had two good serpents who would fetch him precious stones from afar and bring soil for his garden. Daf Samach, said the Simmer, Daf Samach is a smiley face sticker. So here goes. The non-Jewish king who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's kinui mentioned, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nunvav Amun Aleph taught that when the witness finally expresses the exact curse he heard with Hashem's name, the judges rise and tear their garments. The source that one stands upon hearing Hashem's name pronounces from Eglon, king of Moab, who rose from his seat when Ehud said, Dvar Elokim li Alecho, I have a message from Hashem for you. If Eglon, a Gentile who only knew Hashem's kinui, his subordinate name of Elokim, still rose upon hearing it, then a Jew who hears the Shema Mefarish should certainly rise. So the non-Jewish king, who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's kinui mentioned, was dismayed when he saw a Jew with a smiley face shirt all filled with tears because blasphemy by non-Jews with a kinui had become so commonplace, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya said, Hoshame askar bezman hazeh eno chayv likroa. One who hears blasphemy of a divine name nowadays is not obligated to tear his garments, because if you don't say so, all his garments would be filled with tears since blasphemy has become commonplace. This cannot refer to blasphemy from Jews, which certainly has not become so common. Rather, he refers to idolaters' blasphemy, which they do with a kinui, since they're not familiar with the Shema Mefarash. This proves that originally one was obligated to tear kriya for blasphemy of an idolater and with a kinui. So the non-Jewish king, who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's kinui mentioned, was dismayed when he saw a Jew with a smiley face shirt all filled with tears because blasphemy by non-Jews with a kinui had become so commonplace, handed another Jew a skila sticker for a serving of Avodah Zarah in one of the four ways one worships Hashem, which reminds us the next Mishnah lists the forms of Avodah Zarah which incur skila. Echad Oved, whether one serves, or sheks, or burns an offering, pours a libation, or bows down to Echad Mekabel of Lelka, accepts an idol on himself as a deity, or says to it, "You are my God," he is liable. If he honors it another way, such as embracing, kissing, or clothing it, he transgresses a losa, say, but is not liable to skila. Rabbi Yirmi explains the first phrase, Ha-Oved, to mean Ha-Oved Kedarka, one who serves an idol in its usual way. Daf Samachov. So the Simmer Daf Samachov is a saw, and we use a magician doing the saw person and half trick. So here goes. When the magician with the saw, that must be on Daf Samachov. When the magician with the saw tried to get his audience to worship him, and one of them mocked him by saying, "Yes," which reminds us, there's a machlokas regarding one who instigates people to worship him, and they say, "Yes." Reb Meir holds they sincerely accepted to worship him, and he's liable as a Macy's. Reb Yudah holds they are insincere because they reason, what difference is there between him and us? Rather, their consent is mocking him. So when the magician with the saw tried to get his audience to worship him, and one of them mocked him by saying, "Yes," he tried to convince them to worship the saw idol in the next town by describing its eating and drinking, which reminds us one is only liable for a verbal commitment where the Macy's told them, "Kach ochel es, kach shosa," this is what the idol eats, this is what it drinks, or "Kach mativa, kach maria," this is how it benefits, this is how it harms. Since he was told of its powers, he's unlikely to reconsider. Rava bases this on the pasuk commanding him not to listen to a Macy's attempt to convince you to serve idols close to you or distant from you. This is to teach Mativusan Shalkrovim from the nature of the nearby idols, which you know are powerless. Atalamid Mativusan Shalrachok, you can learn what the nature of the distance idols is, and should not be swayed by the Macy's claims about its supposed powers. So, when the magician with the saw tried to get his audience to worship him, and one of them mocked him by saying, "Yes," he tried to convince them to worship the saw idol in the next town by describing its eating and drinking, which when finally did out of fear he was going to be cut in half, which reminds us, the Gemara says, "Ovid avodah zarah ma'afu umiyir." If one serves idolatry out of love or fear of someone urging him to serve it, but he did not serve it sincerely, Abai says he's liable to hapalcha because he served it. Rava says he's exempt. If he accepted it as a god, he's liable for worshiping it, but if not, he's not. All right, so now it's time to conclude their power quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we mechokas whether a nachri who is osik b'torah is chayv miso or like a kohen gadol? That's on daf Nun Tes. Good. Number two, which of the one who raises his hand to strike someone is called a rasha? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number three, which of the one who thinks he's swallowing saliva but is in fact swallowing chalev is chayv since he derives pleasure? That's on daf Samech Beis. Good. Number four, which of the source for standing upon hearing Hashem's name is learned from Eglon Melech Moav? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number five, which of the one of Ben Noach is executed with a single dayan and a single aid? That's on daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number six, which daf is a case where someone instigate others to worship him and the people respond yes? That's on daf Samachov. Good. Number seven, which of the one that one who's over to Avodah Zarah is only liable to one chattas for multiple services? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number eight, which daf do you discuss which arayos are forbidden to a ben Noach? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number nine, which daf do you discuss whether havara, kindling, is lulav yatza or lachalik yatza? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. And number 10, which of the one that in the case of a magad, if a basin votes to convict, everyone is sent out of the room and one witness says explicitly what he heard? That's on daf Nun Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.